What is up, folks? This is Braylon Delora, Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is episode 34, January 16th, and some news, I'm officially 14. Yep, I turned 14 earlier this month, and so, really enough about me, time to get back into the groove, time to get back into the, you know, the groove. So we had NFC and AFC wildcard games for this last weekend, and so we're off to the divisional round. They start this Saturday, so we'll go to Saturday, Sunday, and then I think it's just Saturday and Sunday. So we have a lot of teams. I'll tell you the teams that made in each division or each conference. Sorry, the Steelers made the playoffs. The Pittsburgh Steelers played the Baltimore Ravens. The Los Angeles Chargers played the Houston Texans, and then the Broncos played the Bills. So the Broncos, the Bills, the Chargers, the Texans, the Steelers, and the Ravens. Those were the AFC teams. And in the NFC, the Vikings, the Rams, the Packers, the Eagles, the Commanders, and the Bucks. Okay. Oh, and the Lions and the Chiefs. Okay, the Chiefs were in the AFC. They just had the number. They had the bye. So, let's start it off with the AFC. The first game of the wild card was the Chargers versus the Texans. And the Chargers blew it. Justin Herbert, I think, threw three or four interceptions. I know for sure he threw three. Justin Herbert was not too good. That was a Saturday. So, yeah, Chargers, Houston. It was Chargers 12, Houston 32. So, the Texans are in the divisional round. The Texans, actually, they play the Chiefs. Okay, so the Texans play the Chiefs. Then the game later that evening was the Steelers versus the Ravens. And, you know, I had high hopes for the Steelers. I know they had lost a lot of games coming into this game. But I was like, you know what, no. Steelers are going to show the Ravens why they're the top dogs in the division. Why, even though the Ravens won the division, why they deserve to be. The Steelers did beat them. They beat them the first time they played in the regular season. But prove me wrong, and Baltimore stomped on Pittsburgh. 28-14, Baltimore won, so the Ravens move on. Steelers go with Justin Fields. Russell Wilson is washed. And then let's see, then the game on Sunday was Broncos versus Bills. This one I thought was going to be a lot more fun. I had a lot more high hopes for this. It really wasn't even a contest. Bills ran through the Broncos. It was a final score, Broncos 7, Buffalo 31. So that's our next matchup. Bills-Ravens. Okay, so in the AFC, the matchups for the divisional round are the Texans versus the Chiefs. And the Bills versus the Ravens. And switching it over to the NFC, the first game was actually the Eagles versus the Packers. Every time we go into a playoff game, I get a little nervous. Not anxious, but like, you know, just what's going to happen. And really, I was more relaxed during this game than I was pretty relaxed. I mean, I was up moving and all that. But, watch the whole game. Let's see. Who got the, Zach Bond got a pick. Barkley did not do too much. Packers had a ton of injuries. I think, like, Dontavion Wicks got hurt. Christian Watson was already hurt. I'm pretty sure, what was it, like, Josh Dobbs. No, not Josh Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs. He got hurt. I mean, yeah, it was pretty bad for the Packers. I mean, they were just not good. Josh Jacobs scored a touchdown. But final score, Packers 10, Eagles 22. So Eagles move on. And then the game after that was the Commanders versus the Bucks, Buccaneers. Really, I wanted Baker Mayfield to get it. I wanted Baker to get it. I wanted Bucky Irving to get it. I love those two guys together. Bucky Irving and Baker Mayfield, that's a cool duo. I actually did a Madden franchise. Madden is an NFL game, Madden 25. Well, if you don't know what Madden is, then I don't know what to say. But Madden, you can look it up. It's an NFL game, comes out every year. This is the 2025 version, Madden 25. I did a franchise, and me and my dad usually do a franchise. We pick teams in the same division, so they play each other twice. And then we don't want to pick, our favorite team is Philly, obviously. See right there. But we don't want to pick the Eagles because it's not fair if I get the Eagles and he doesn't, or he does and I don't. So we usually just choose different team or different teams. So I chose the Buccaneers. But we do a fantasy draft, so like all the players in the NFL are there. Like it's not the normal NFL roster. But I chose the Bucks. He chose the Panthers. Same division. I won the first Super Bowl. You know it. And then he won the second. So yeah, it's usually me or him wins the Super Bowl. We usually play each other in the NFC or AFC Championship, depending on what conference we're in. But I chose the Bucks versus the Commanders. The Buccaneers lost by 3 points. The Washington Commanders. Okay. Yep, so Commanders, they move on. And so the Commanders actually play the Lions. Okay, so Commanders-Lions, that's a matchup. Okay, so Texans-Chiefs is on Saturday, I believe. Okay, the Lions-Commanders might be the Saturday night game, because I'm pretty sure Philly plays on Sunday. That'd be weird to have three games in one day and one game in the other. Okay, and then Vikings-Rams, that was the Monday night game. Going into the game, I thought these two teams they're both going to be it's going to be neck and neck. It was kind of like really close. I was like, I don't know. But then, of course, we're very sad is the California wildfires that's been going around, and it was near the Los Angeles area. Very sad. We pray for you. But yeah, so the LA Rams, they couldn't really play in their stadium, so they were the home team, so they were originally going to play in LA, but the wildfires had to move to Arizona. So really, I thought maybe, okay, so usually in the Rams stadium, it's going to be more Rams fans than Vikings fans, obviously, where they're playing in LA, that's the point. But in Arizona, somehow there's a lot of Minnesota fans in Arizona, so it was more of like half Minnesota fans, half LA fans, which it's a disadvantage. It's not the Rams' fault, but it's also not the NFL's fault. It's nobody's fault. So, but didn't matter. Rams, I do say I did not know who was going to win, but about 2 minutes before kickoff, I was like, Rams are going to stomp this game. Rams are just better. And I'm not lying. I told that to my dad, and he was like, okay, I think it's going to be neck and neck. Nope. Told you. Vikings 9, Rams 27. So that's the next matchup. Eagles play the Rams. And it's okay, so yeah, so we have Texans, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, that's AFC. And NFC, we got Eagles versus Rams and Lions versus Commanders. So those were the two. Little recap of each game. So Pittsburgh, really not a lot of offense. Well, okay, I'm going to be honest. I did not watch the Pittsburgh game much. I was at a trampoline park for my birthday. I was just with a couple. It wasn't a birthday party, it was just a couple friends. Went to a trampoline park. But, so Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I know I did watch Derrick Henry rush for a touchdown. It was a long touchdown, too. It was like a, I don't know, it was a pretty, it was 30, 40 yard touchdown. It was a big run. Chargers Houston, that's when we like first got there, so I watched almost none of that. I do know Justin Herbert threw at least 3 interceptions, which, Justin, you're good in the regular season, but when it comes to the playoffs, because don't think I forgot about last year, what happened with last year with Jackson, or was it last year? It might not have been last year, but it's like last playoff game, Jacksonville, y'all were up 28-0, and somehow Jacksonville came back and beat y'all. Yeah, Justin, you're a great quarterback. Playoffs are a little tough. I don't know if the playoffs are tough. I'm going to guess they are. But no. So, Justin, I really thought the I really did not know about that game because I know Stephon Diggs is hurt. I think Nico Collins is hurt too. Joe, I could be wrong about that though. But really, I really did not know. But yeah, Houston won that. Commanders Bucks. This one was more of like a. I went out to dinner that. I really didn't watch a lot of the games. The games I mostly watched were the Vikings, Rams, and the Packers, Eagles. The least I watched was the Broncos Bills though. I really don't know what happened in the Broncos Bills game. I'm sorry. It was birthday weekend, so. Yeah. Yeah, so Commanders Bucks, obviously the Commanders won. I won off a field goal. I feel bad for Baker. Packers Eagles, I watched that entire game. I missed like maybe a snap. But yeah, so what's his name? Zach Vaughn got an interception. They stopped Saquon pretty much a lot. Josh Jacobs, pretty good touchdown. Oh, I will say Dallas Goedert. Go look up on YouTube or Google. Look up Dallas Goedert touchdown versus the Packers. An NFC wild card. Because he had a mean... Caught the ball. It was probably about 20-yard line. One guy on him... Okay, so it was one guy on him. It was Goedert stiff-armed him in the face. Okay, stiff-armed him in the face. Guy came back to get more. Stiff-armed in the face. Came back to get more. I think he might have stiff-armed him two or three times, but it was an angry run. Nobody was stopping Dallas. Nobody on that field was stopping Dallas Goedert. No Packer was stopping Dallas Goedert on that play. He... It was a meme. He turned on his meme mug. It was an angry run. He got like an award for that. He came out to his locker. I think it was Wednesday, and he got an award for like the meanest run of the week. Like it's like angry run. Or I think the angry run award. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, so he got an award for that. Broncos Bills. They said don't know much about that. Vikings Rams. I know the Vikings have a very tough call to make, whether they're going to stick with Sam Darnold or they're going to go with their rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, that they spent, I think, the third overall pick on. But, yeah, they got a tough decision there. Me, personally, because Darnold's going to be a free agent, I say, that's tough. I say go with the young guy. I say go with a young guy because Darnold's not old, but... Okay, I think go with the young guy because somebody's going to pick up Sam Darnold. He's not going to just be a free agent like he has been. No, he's going to go to a team. Not the Titans. They got Shador. The Titans might get Shador. It's going to be like... who has the first pick? I think... The Patriots have the first pick, or is it the Titans? I know the Giants fumbled, not like literally, but fumbled, like, it's messed up. Let's see who has, I don't remember who has the overall pick. Okay, so the Tennessee Titans, which... It's tough because it's either gonna be Shador Sanders, it's either gonna be Travis Hunter. I don't know if Quinn Ewers getting drafted this year. I don't think nobody knows. I don't think he's declared yet. I don't know if Quinn Ewers is gonna become a NFL player this year. College football to talk about too. Almost forgot about that. I didn't write anything down about that, so I'm just going off the noggin. We had Arizona State versus Texas. Texas won barely. They won in overtime. The running back for Arizona State was amazing. I don't remember his name. He's number 4 on the Arizona State. Let's see what else we had. Penn State versus Boise State. Penn State beat Boise State. Notre Dame beat Georgia. Notre Dame beat Carson Beck, which Carson Beck is a weird kind of fit. He's a good quarterback. He's just a weird fit for Georgia. Just, trying to think. What was the other match? Oregon versus Ohio. Okay, yeah, Oregon versus Ohio State. Oregon, I thought, was going to put up way more of a fight. Ohio State beat them, so the Buckeyes moving on. So then it was Notre Dame versus Penn State. Yeah, Notre Dame versus Penn State. Notre Dame won that. So Notre Dame is in the national championship. And then it was Texas versus Ohio State. And I never really thought Texas was that good compared to these really top-ranked schools. I mean, I know Texas, on paper, they look great, but they lost to Georgia twice. I mean, almost lost to Arizona State, which I'm pretty sure Texas was like 14-point favorites in that game, which they only won by like, I think it was like a touchdown. Oh, their kicker missed a field goal to win. They still won, but yeah, it was fourth quarter. It was like fourth down. It was tied. It like doinked off the upright. It doinked off of it. They still ended up winning, so okay. But still, I mean, you're a college kicker for the University of Texas. I think I would expect you to make a field goal, which I know it's a lot. I know college, and I'm used to watching the NFL, and they're professional colleges. Some of them are professional because some of them get paid. Quinn Ewers gets paid. Shedeur Sanders gets paid. So Ohio State beat Texas. So it's Notre Dame versus Ohio State. My prediction, I don't like Notre Dame. I don't like Texas. I like TCU. And I'm not going to say who, but someone we had a workshop here. There's a guy who was holding a Tennessee Volunteers. That was the other matchup. Tennessee. That just reminded me. It was Tennessee. Oh my gosh. Who did Tennessee play? I don't know. Tennessee played. I do not. Okay, yeah, so Tennessee. Who did Tennessee play? Okay, sorry. That was the second round. Okay. So now, yes, Notre Dame and Ohio State are in the, the national championship. Okay, so the first round of the playoffs, college football playoffs, Texas versus Clemson. Okay, so Texas won. Okay, Arizona State had a bye. Tennessee played Ohio State. Okay, Ohio State won. And then Oregon had a bye. And then it was, okay, so SMU played Penn State. Yeah. SMU, no. Okay, so I'll keep going with my story. There was a guy who was holding a Tennessee Volunteers. It was like a mug. Not a mug, it was like a thing that holds like your drink, like holds your drink with a can. I don't want to say the word, but and I was like, you like Tennessee? And he's like, yeah. He's like, what college do you like? And we live here in Texas, so like, he's like, you're a Longhorns fan? I'm like, no. I said I'm a TCU fan, which is Texas Christian University. It's a very big school here in Texas. They made it to the national championship actually like 2 years ago. We're not going to talk about the score, okay? Yes, we all know they got stampeded by Georgia, okay? But he was like, what is that, Texas Community College? I'm like, no, that's TCC. That's Tarrant County College. That's not, no, not even close. Indiana, Penn State beat SMU, obviously. And then it was Indiana versus Notre Dame, which Notre Dame beat them. And then Georgia had a bye. Okay, so then it was Texas versus Arizona State. Texas beat Arizona State 39 to 31. Ohio State beat Oregon 41-21. Penn State beat Boise State 31-14. Notre Dame beat Georgia 23-10. I really had no hope in Georgia this year. I really didn't think they were going to win. Okay, so then Texas played Ohio State. Ohio State won 28-14. And Penn State and Notre Dame played and that was such a good game. Notre Dame beat Penn State 27-24. And national championship, January 20th. It's at 6:30 p.m. in ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Ohio State versus Notre Dame. The 8 seed Ohio State versus the 7 seed Notre Dame. Well, I never thought I'd say this, but in this game, let's go Buckeyes. Do not want Notre Dame to win. But yeah, so those are the college football playoffs and NFL playoffs. NBA, I mean, it's going well. Really not much to talk about. Not much has happened. Really, there's not a lot to talk about in the regular season. I mean, unless injuries or new contracts or trades, which really none of those have, big ones have really happened. I mean, so, yeah, so I think I'm going to end the episode. This was Braylon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Well, there's nothing more than to say than peace.